The Jack Howell Show is presented in part by Ent Credit Union, with locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Windsor, and Timnath. Visit ent.com. Insured by NCUA.
This is the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome into another victory, Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, as the Colorado State Rams get another one. Needed three, as we talked 2 weeks ago. Got two. One more to go coming up with a trip to Hawaii. Jack Howell joining us. I'm glad you're not joining us in studio, Jack. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You're a great guy, but I am sick, and I don't want to get you sick and then infect the rest of the team. And then on the headline of the Colorado, and its radio host gives everybody a sickness before the Hawaii game. So you're actually helping me out here.
Yeah, that's the last thing you need right now. One more week,
and then you can get sick, right? Well, maybe a couple weeks. We'll get to that bowl game, too. We're getting you on. You're just getting done with a workout, too, man. It's a weird week for you guys because there's no classes and stuff, but I know that also allows for other things, a little extra time when it comes to preparing for this game against Hawaii.
Yeah, we've changed up our schedule a little bit because we got to adjust for the time change down there. And then also with Thanksgiving break, we don't have school, which has allowed us to do this. But yeah, I mean, we get to sleep in a little bit more. But, you know, we're kind of practicing late. So some guys like it, some guys don't.
So when are you guys leaving? And then again, this show will air back live. I guess it will air on Tuesday. When are you guys taking off for Hawaii?
We will leave Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, getting ready for a big one. We're looking forward to it, no question about it. Jack, first off, though, how does it feel? I saw a headline in Kevin's article, Kevin Lytle at the Colorado, and it's just like, you know, a meaningful game. Not to say that every game is not meaningful, because there is meaning in every game, I know. But a meaningful game on Thanksgiving week. I mean, I know for a lot of you guys personally, you've been striving to at least get to that point. What is that like for you, knowing there is so much juice to this game? You know what happens if you get this win.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much juice going around the team right now. Everyone's talking about, you know, we need this win bad. We know what this means. We want to play in a bowl game really bad because we just want to finish the best way possible. And, you know, if that means going 6-6, that's what we want to do. And, you know, obviously still want to have a better season than what we did, but if you look at it in terms of CSU's past seasons, then this is a big win. And so getting to 500 would be huge this weekend.
No question about it. And again, what's cool for Jay Norvell and any of those that are doubting, well, guaranteed, he's, you know, you're already two games better than you were last year, and now you've got this game that's meaningful playing for it coming up this weekend. So I always look at it, man, it's progress. I've talked to you a lot in these shows. I've talked to football players and coaches. It is so difficult to get a win each and every week, even when you're supposed to win or whatever. You just never know what can happen. Sometimes things got to go this way, injuries, all of that. So getting a win is huge. So finding a way to put yourself in this position is absolutely big time, man. And I know you guys are not taking that for granted. You're ready to go going up against Hawaii this weekend.
Yeah, you know, some of our wins haven't been pretty wins, especially these last couple ones. We've kind of just had to grind it out and find a way to get away with a W. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is just finding ways to win. And defensively, I think we've really stepped up and helped the offense, you know, these last seven games or so. We've kind of found our rhythm, started off a little rocky, but really found who we are as a defense, and it's fun flying around together and being able to do what we do, and then knowing offensively that we're going to put up enough points to be able to win a football game. So it's great.
Jack, speaking of flying around, man, congratulations to you. You now have 100 tackles this season and counting. You know, we got another game left, so you're going to add to that. You're the first Ram with back-to-back 100-plus tackle seasons since Josh Watson. You're the first Ram defensive back to have multiple 100-plus seasons since tackles were actually becoming an official thing back in, what, 2000 or so. So congratulations to you, man. I mean, seeing that number every single week, it's not a shocker to me that number is at 100, but every single week you are involved in the play. That's what that usually means to me, is you got a guy that's active, you're constantly around the football, and that's where you want to be when we're talking big-time defense.
Thank you. That means a lot. You know, I try to put an emphasis on running the football because, you know, you run the football and anything happens. You can get a forced fumble, you know, get a fumble recovery, jump in on the pile. Good things happen when you got guys running the football. So I really try to set an example with that. And, you know, the stats mean a lot. They do. But, you know, I'm just really focused on getting this last win. And I just really want us to get to a bowl game and win that too.
I know you guys want it so badly. You're so close to it. 2 weeks ago when we're talking about it, like, hey, you got three wins. Yeah, you might be favored against San Diego State and Nevada, but that doesn't mean necessarily anything, especially the Mountain West, and we're seeing it. Everybody's beating everybody. It looks like at one point somebody's beating a team in this conference, so you never know what can happen. But to get there, to at least get to this point where a trip to Hawaii, now everything's on the line, it's got to be some relief. And again, you know, I know you guys are saying mission's not accomplished yet, job not done, all that. But at least getting yourself to the point where this trip means something, as opposed to, well, we lost to one of those last two games. This is just a trip. You know, we want to win just for pride. I mean, it's got to be such a relief knowing there's still something to point towards.
Oh, 100%. You know, any time that you can have a meaningful football game, it means so much more than the fact that everyone's just going to be bought in that much more and wanting to, you know, just come together and find a way to win that game. I don't really care how we win, but you know, the team knows that we need to win this game no matter what. And you know, there's a lot of Rams fans that are really looking forward to this game, and we don't want to let everyone down. But you know, we just want to play for each other. And you know, I was telling the presser after the game that we just want as much time with these seniors as possible. So we want to win. We want to win on Saturday. That way we get three more weeks with them, you know, because we really do enjoy showing up every day and getting to hang out with each other and work together. It's awesome. But, you know, kind of back to what you were saying, the Mountain West is crazy, where anybody could be anybody in a certain week, right? You've seen Fresno State lose this week to, was it New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Air Force to Hawaii a couple weeks ago. So it's pretty crazy. Just, I feel like you don't see that a lot in other conferences. So it keeps you on your toes.
Jack, have you ever heard of this expression, circle of sicko? I came across a Twitter account that puts the circle of sicko out. It basically shows a circle, and it's every team beat. So UNLV beat Wyoming. Wyoming beat you. You guys beat Boise State. Boise State beat Utah State. Around the circle it went. I don't know how rare that is. I don't know what that looks like. But have you ever heard of that term before? It's the first time I've ever heard of it.
I've never heard of that.
I'm going to send it to you. Circle of Sicko. So it shows the full circle here. Fresno State beat UNLV. UNLV beat Wyoming. Wyoming beat you. You beat Boise State. Boise State beat Utah State. Utah State beat Nevada. Nevada beat San Diego State. San Diego State beat Hawaii. Hawaii beat Air Force. Air Force beat San Jose State. San Jose State beat New Mexico. New Mexico beat Fresno State. So it was, wow, the complete circle. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, man.
No, that's this is crazy. I've never seen something like that.
They're actually selling T-shirts of this, and I don't know why, but I kind of want to buy one. I have no idea what this is, but I'm sending it to you right now, so you'll have it in your records.
I got to see that. That's crazy.
It's why, but that just goes to show you just what this conference is all about. So, yeah. You know, whether you're the champ, whether you're at the bottom, whether you're in the middle somewhere, it doesn't really tell the full story, and that's why you got to keep playing through this whole thing, as you talked about throughout the year, through the fourth quarter, but also through the fourth quarter of your season. And that's coming up next for you guys against Hawaii. You take care of Nevada 30-20. And it felt like you guys had control this one. And I know BFN had a tough interception that got taken back, but you remove that, and ultimately you guys are just kind of walking away with this one. But that's again, this conference for you. Teams are going to keep fighting no matter what.
Yeah, that was frustrating. That pick six there at the last second of the half, you know, they got in. That was frustrating, and it really made the game a whole lot closer than what it needed to be. You know, they almost tied it up 23-23 at one point, which, you know, we obviously weren't feeling too good about that after jumping on them so quick. But, I mean, hats off to them to keep fighting. You know, they got some scrappy players. That quarterback was using his feet a lot, finding ways to you know, make some plays, get the ball down the field, kind of hurting us in the run game a little bit with his legs. But, yeah, he was a solid player, and they kind of fed off of him. And then defensively, props to them being able to return that and, you know, keeping the game kind of close like that.
Well, and yeah, you take that pick six away, and you guys still keep a team defensively holding an offense under 20 points. So I know that was big. Jack, we'll put the finishing touches on that one. I'll get your Ent Credit Union Game Balls of the Week. It's a short show for many reasons. I know you got stuff to do. We've got basketball coming up here on the program a little bit later, on the station a little bit later. So we're kind of getting a pint-sized version of the Jack Howell Show today, but not necessarily a bad thing. We'll let you get rolling, think about that Hawaii game a little bit more. We'll take a quick break. It's the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at ent.com/checking. Ent Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Big win for the Rams. They take down the Nevada Wolfpack over the weekend, 30-20. And as Jack told us moments ago, there was a moment where you guys were kind of like, uh-oh, they get the pick six, and then they come out the second half, they score. But ultimately, that's it. After that, you guys get it right, get a field goal in the third, another touchdown in the fourth quarter. You hold them blank in the fourth quarter. So you did what you needed to do. You buckled back down. But man, those pick sixes, there's not just the pick six itself obviously changes the scoreboard, but doesn't that give any team like a sense of belief that, okay, we can do this here. We got an interception. We took it to the house. And that's a tough thing sometimes to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, 6-20 versus 6-13 is a big difference mm-hmm. going into halftime, especially when we're getting the ball back on offense. So that's obviously, you know, a huge morale boost for them, and you could kind of see it on their sidelines when they're going into half that they realize they still had a chance. So we got to try to eliminate, you know, as many turnovers as possible. But yeah, sometimes it's unfortunate how those things happen.
Jack, you talked about how big it would be to be with your seniors for an extended period. Now you get through this week and you want to have three more weeks with them. But what about on the opposite side of that? A young guy like Braden Fowler-Nicolosi, how important would three extra weeks be in an extra game for him as he's preparing and looking forward to next season?
Yeah, I think it's huge, you know, playing a really good team, whoever it will be, you know, having 6-7 wins. That's huge, and having a young quarterback be able to, you know, be in that situation his freshman year is pretty huge. So, you know, hats off to Braden for leading us to this point to even be able to consider a bowl game. But yeah, I mean, we really just have to focus on Hawaii. They have a good offense. You know, that receiver number 7, he's a really good receiver. That quarterback, he can sling it, and you know, Coach Timmy Chang worked for Coach Norvell at Nevada, so you got to believe that they're going to be bringing everything that they have, you know, especially because they have nothing to lose. So we got to expect fake punts, you know, onside kicks, anything like that, because they're going to bring it all. They got nothing to lose, and when a team's got nothing to lose, they're dangerous.
Yeah, well, and Timmy Chang's an interesting one. We thought he was going to be on his way to CSU, and he gets the call with Hawaii, and obviously that's great for him. And I know Coach Norvell and Coach Chang have a lot of respect for each other because of what they did together in Nevada.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's super cool, you know, when you have coaches that branch off and then they get to play each other. I always love stories like that. And makes the game more interesting, too, because these coaches know each other and they know their tendencies, what they're going to do. So it's like a chess match.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, before we wrap up the Nevada game, let's look at our Ent Credit Union game balls to throw out there. And don't worry, I know you think everybody played great. I've got the box score just in case you need it. Justin Marshall, good again, 19 carries, 98 yards for him. Avery Morrow gets a touchdown. Torrey Horton's doing his thing, 6 receptions, 78 yards, and a touchdown. On the offensive side, where are you leaning, Jack?
I got to give it to Avery Morrow. You know, he had a touchdown against his old team. He's had kind of a rougher season as far as injuries and stuff like that, and he's just persevered so much. He always comes to practice with a smile on his face, and, you know, his energy is contagious, and I'm just super happy that, you know, he's able to do his thing against his old team, and got to give credit to Avery.
I love that too. And he was so much fun to watch last year. I know when the offense was struggling, he was kind of one of those guys that kept popping out, churning out some really big games. Of course, Torrey was there too. But yeah, so congratulations. I love that pick. Nothing wrong with that one at all. On the defensive side, and I'll just, you know, again, you did your thing. You get over that 100 tackle mark. You were all over the place. But another guy, and I don't know if this is where you're going or not, but Chase Wilson got over the 100 tackle mark too. He was flying all over. He got a sack. Your boy Henry Blackburn was there. Mo Kamara getting a sack. Everybody was getting theirs on the defensive side of the ball, it seemed like. I think 4 sacks for you guys in this game. Where are you leaning here? There's a lot to pick from.
Yeah, this is tough. Everyone was kind of doing their thing on defense last weekend. We hit all of our goals today. When we're watching film, you know, we have the third down completion, run percentage, like yards per gain. And we hit all those goals, which is awesome. So anytime you have that, it's good to see that people are doing their job. But I'm gonna give it to Chase Wilson. I want to give it to Henry. It's close, but Chase has got 100 tackles this season, man, and he's such a leader. Got a sack too on a crucial drive. So give it to the big guy, Chase.
I love it. All right, there we go. The Ent Credit Union offensive game ball of the week going to Avery Morrow. The defensive game ball of the week going to Chase Wilson. And now you guys are getting set to go to Hawaii. Hawaii is an interesting team. They always are. Mountain West is just full of interesting teams. I mean, we talk about Air Force and what they're able to do, how they do it every year. Hawaii is a team, no matter what their season looks like, you go to Hawaii, that is a tough game. Just ask the Air Force Falcons what they thought of that one. Hawaii wins that game 27-13. And I know Zach Larrier was out in that game for Air Force, but still, that doesn't change that much when a quarterback goes down with Air Force. And I'm not slighting him in it anyway. But then you see a Hawaii team come up here, and they go up against Wyoming, and Wyoming handles their business relatively easy. So it is so difficult, Jack, the difference between playing Hawaii in Fort Collins and playing them in Hawaii. Obviously, the time change and everything. But this is going to be a true task for you guys because we're wrapping up the season. There's a lot at stake here. You're getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. So how do you guys stay focused so you can come away with this win and become bowl eligible for the first time in several years?
Yeah, I think everyone knows what's at stake here. And we got a bigger purpose and a bigger goal than they do. So to me, it's just motivation. You know, no one's excited to go down to the beach like a normal Hawaii year and, you know, walk around Hawaii and get you know, snow cones and stuff like that. Normal Hawaii stuff, right? This is a business trip and everyone has the same mindset. And I'm really glad to see that. You know, the party after the game in the locker room wasn't like normal. You know, we're taught after you win a game, you celebrate, and we were celebrating, but we all have that mentality that, you know, job's not over yet, and we got one more to take care of.
You mentioned a wide receiver on Hawaii's team, Stephen McBride, pretty darn good, 57 receptions, 942 yards, and 8 touchdowns. What sticks out to you guys when you're breaking his film down? Because he's been able to produce for Hawaii, win or lose this year.
Yeah, man, he's got some speed. He's a good route runner, catches the balls that are thrown to him, but he's a fast dude. You can tell he works hard. He's just a grinder. He's a guy that's just going to make plays no matter what. So a lot of respect to him, but we're going to have to take him away.
Yeah, that'll be one to key on for sure. And again, if you look at that Hawaii Air Force game, you don't want to do any time, especially when you're in Hawaii, is you don't want to turn it over. You don't want to get behind. You're already the time change, the travel, the atmosphere. It's already kind of a throw off there. If you turn the ball over, Hawaii at home, at least this season off and on, found ways to do it. So I know you guys will be ready to rock and roll for this game. It will be a task for you guys, no question about it. But, dude, getting to this stage is just awesome. The fact that you got here. 3 weeks ago, we were saying you need three wins. You got two. Now you're setting this stage to try to do it in Hawaii. To get there, I mean, a lot of teams could have hung their heads. A lot of teams could have said, yeah, we didn't achieve this goal or this goal. It's hard to go to this one. But this is huge for Colorado State, Jack. So, man, we just congratulations on those two. And we just wish you the best of luck on this big one coming up this weekend, man.
Thank you, Brady. It really means a lot. Yeah, this you said a lot of teams – you know, could give up once they don't reach their goals. And I think that's credit to this team just playing for each other. You know, if you get a team that doesn't play for each other, they play for themselves, and that's what's going to happen. You know, you don't win those games that you need to. So, you know, huge shout out to all the guys.
No doubt, man. It's so much fun watching you guys. I mean, we've been starving for positives in the football side of things when it comes to you guys and the Broncos too. You guys are going hand in hand, just making a lot of football fans happy in the state of Colorado. So well done, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Jack, good luck, dude. We'll catch up soon. We'll talk to you next week. That's Jack Howell of the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Absolutely love it. He's great at this, and look forward to seeing the Rams take down the Rainbow Warriors on Saturday and become bowl eligible for the first time in a very long time. All right, that's going to do it. We got UNC Hoops coming up next. Mike Rice on the call with the Blue and Gold pregame show coming up next after this.
The Jack Howell Show is presented in part by Ent Credit Union, with locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Windsor, and Timnath. Visit ent.com. Insured by NCUA.